This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website. Lots going on up there. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You sign up for the email blast. Okay? I send an email out almost once a week. Sometimes I just forget it. But I said that once a week, letting you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, and that kind of stuff. And by the way, if you are one of those people buying my, you know, it's funny, I got up this morning, I put my pillow slippers on. They're not my slippers, they're my slippers. And I do love those things. I really do. I mean, you could tell, if you want to wear them outside to get the newspaper, some people still get the newspaper, believe it or not, yeah. If you want to wear them outside to get the newspaper, you can. They're comfortable, they're warm. I just love them. I think they're great. So so if you head up there and you want to buy anything, I don't care if it's pillows, pillowcases. You know, they've got kids' pillows up there with biblical references on them. They're kind of cool. You should check it out, mypillow.com. When you check out, use the promo code Joe. You'll save a few bucks, and you'll score me some brownie points. Always good to do that as well. So the loving left, which is usually referred to as a squad, right? I don't know any other way to do it. The Palestinians today had their own little protest parade today. They were driving through Jewish neighborhoods in London, chanting, blank the Jews and rape their daughters. Well, let that sit in for a second. Blank the Jews and rape their daughters. Now, that was in London. Wasn't that great? Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he condemned it. He condemned anti-Semitism at all levels in society, declaring British Jews should be able to live free of shameful racism. Right? There's no such place for anti-Semitism in our society. He said ahead of Shabbat. And by the way, to our Jewish friends, I believe that is today. Or today or tomorrow is the last day? I don't know. I'm not being disrespectful, but I only know what I know. I'm not going to pretend like some people do. He went on to say, I stand with Britain's Jews who should not have to endure this type of shameful racism. Right? Can you imagine during Ramadan that type running through Muslim neighborhoods, screaming obscenities about their women and them and Allah? What do you think? How do you think it would go over? But here's the problem. Same problem we have in this country right now. Not all Dems, but I'm going to paint with a pretty broad brush. They see us as evil and they hate us. Right? The hardcore left Democrat sees us as evil. Evil people, evil thoughts, evil wants, and they hate us. For the most part, people on the right to see the left as ignorant, uninformed. Drinking the Kool-Aid. There's no real hate there. Except for the far, far, far left. You know, you hate what they do. As a Christian, you don't hate people. You hate what they're doing. Apparently over the weekend, caravans of pro-Palestinian activists, they drove through Jewish neighborhoods, beeping with loudspeakers the whole nine yards, F the Jews, F their daughters, F their mothers, rape their daughters. Doesn't that sound like a way to bring upon peace? What do you think? I'm just asking. Rape their daughters. Isn't that cool? And we're supposed to be loving and caring, and we're supposed to make sure that, you know, we don't get the med. Well, I don't think that's right at all. I'm not saying you repay evil for evil, because my Bible says you don't do that. But I wouldn't let them get away with this. No, seriously, I wouldn't let them get away with this at all. I don't care what it took. I don't care if it took taking ads out of the newspaper, showing people what, because many people are oblivious to what's going on around them. You need to get people informed on what's happening for real. And the cops should find out who those people were, because it's inciting a riot. When you say, go get these people, beat them and kill them, so to speak, isn't that inciting a riot? Right? What are they spreading at that point in time? And again, for these yo-hos screaming Free Palestine all the time, who thinks it's us that thinks it's the Jews that are killing their kids? Do some homework. Will you wake up? Will you get informed? I mean, I know I'm speaking on deaf ears, and most of them don't listen to the show anyhow. But they need to wake up. They need to figure it out. They need to get engaged in some way, shape, manner, or form. Because that's what's causing, you see this, and that's what's causing the trouble. You see these young kids speaking pro-Palestine and anti-Jew. It's wrong. We know it's wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room. Smarter people than I in the chat room. Dr. B joins us after the next break. We got a long way to go, people, to fix what's happening, and not just with the kids. The parents are traumatized, too. Now the kids are going back to school. What are they going to be worried about? Are they going to be worried about the virus? Not be worried about the virus? Should I get my kids a shot? Should I get my kids a shot? How about your kids? I'm going back to school, but am I going to be able to stay? Am I going to see my friends? What about my friends that don't show up? That aren't coming back? How am I going to deal with that? All that stuff that you have to deal with. And during a commercial, feel free to go to the website and sign up for the newsletter. Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I was letting you guys dance a little there. Joe Pacino, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Part of the, that's why you become part of the solution, by the way. You become part of the conversation. Now we're having some minor technical difficulties getting Dr. B on. And you know, the last couple of weekends has been crazy because they're having, I mean, for God's country, they're having a lot of demonic storms there. I don't know. I don't get that one at all. But they're having problems with the thunderstorms and that kind of thing, which always raises heck with internet connectivity. We're gonna have to give her some kind of hotspot. But I can't hear you. Can you hear me? No. Not a word. Can somebody read sign language? Because if they can read lips, we can find out what she's saying. And oh, God. All right, I think we're going to have to... I can't hear her at all. So why don't you disconnect, Dr. B, and then reconnect, see if that helps. Turn the mic on. I don't know. Fire up the electricity, whatever it is. So anyhow, until she comes back on with us, I am going to go through some of this stuff. So seriously, people, you know, when the kids go back to school, life does not go back to normal. Things just don't automatically fall in place. I know we all think that, you know, the kids are off. It's going to be, whew, kids are back at school, back to normality, everything. No. These kids, many of these kids have lost a year of their lives. You guys over the last, some of you over the last year and a half or so, just found out who your spouse was. You've been married for 10 years, you just figured it out. And I'm not being mean, I'm not trying to be flippant or mean or anything like that. I'm just being real here. You know it as well as I do. You just found out what your kids were all about, right? So let's not play that game. I mean, you've got to be ready for this. You've got to be ready for the shock of your son and daughter going back to school and finding out some of the teachers that were there last year aren't there now. They're not willing to teach, not in this environment. You're going to find out that their friends, their close friends, female or male friends, are also not back at school. Well, why aren't they there? Oh, they're distance learning. Well, came back to school. I want to see my friend. Can't see your friends. Certain classes you won't be able to take for a while. Now, in some of the states, some of your states that are wide open, like Florida and Texas and a few others. I don't think Texas is wide open yet, but I don't think they're that far behind. Once you start seeing that happen, then you probably won't have as many hiccups and or issues at school on a day-to-day basis. But again, let's remember, they lost a year of their lives. And I love talking to these guys, you know, for the most part. I love talking to a lot of my friends about, well, in our day, and they're right, in our day, you know, we had a lot going on, too. We weathered it. We came through it. Many of us are okay today, you know, mentally, physically. Well, maybe not physically, but mentally anyway. And I always ask Dr. B this question. I know I drive her nuts when I do it to her. I always say to her, "What, you know, think about something. We were so stupid, we actually believed that you could jump under the desk in the, on the East Coast. You could jump under your desk in a nuclear fallout, and the desk would protect you. Although I don't know how we figured that. But think about it. So, in all sincerity, in all reality, why was it that we were able to get through that, and they were not able to get through it? There she is. Can you hear me now? All right, I can't hear you at all. I know. It's not wonderful. If your mic stuff is popping, I'm not hearing you. But I'll leave it there until you can start talking. How's that? Anyway, otherwise you're going to get it from Dr. Joe, and this could be bad. So, but like I've been telling you, you know, in all sincerity, as your kids start going back to school, you're going to have to be on them. You know, what's up? What's going on? I mean, were your friends at school today? How are you doing? Make sure that you're connected to them on a regular basis. It really is the only way for you to key in on what's going on. Dr. B has said this over and over and over again. Watch for behavioral changes. Right? We want to make sure, like I said, you got to watch for it. We want to make sure that if you see something you normally don't see in your child, they're doing something that they normally don't do, you want to get all over this. You want to make sure that you, even slight stuff is a big deal. I think she was telling me one point in time, your kid starts giving stuff away. All of a sudden, that's a big deal. That's a problem. We're finding out, you know, in school districts, we're looking to put on more counselors. Because remember, along with the emotional part of this, let's talk a little bit about stress. These kids, on a daily basis, are now coming back to school, and they're expected to be at a certain point because technically they had school all year last year. What's the problem? Not a big deal. But they didn't. They didn't really. You know, they got bits and pieces of it. They got distance learning, not the same as norm. And some of you parents were, well, I don't want to say useless, but you were helpless. You couldn't understand what they were learning and what they were doing, so it was almost impossible for you to do anything for or with them. Right? And that's where you need to reach out for help. And some of you, as I joked earlier, and it was a bit of a joke, you just get to know your spouse all over again. Right? So you get to know your spouse, your kids. Little Johnny and Susie wasn't the angel you thought they were. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you wish to send me an email, or if you simply want a text alert, that's the easiest one of all. I don't know if you're like me. I prefer a quick text that I can wipe out or respond to or do something with. You want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You know, and again, it's really the way you're going to do it is get informed, get engaged, do something different other than nothing. Your kids are growing independently. Some school districts don't start till September. Others, like the one I'm in, starts in August. Right? Well, I say right because I know. So be ready for them. Make sure a week or two really before school starts, you're kind of talking with them about their apprehensions, what they're expecting, what they're excited about, what would be disappointing to them. Hopefully we get Dr. B on before the break or after the break or before whatever. Hopefully we get her on before the next segment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, COVID cases are down in all 50 states. The decline in cases coming as the CDC says that nearly 60% of all American adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. Making that announcement, President Biden encouraged people to get vaccinated, saying it's the best way for those who are unvaccinated to protect themselves and their families.
We know there will be advances and setbacks, and we know that there are many flare-ups that can occur. But if the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The president also announced that the U.S. would be sending an additional 20 million doses overseas to assist with global vaccination efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. Real meaningful song, don't you think? Words really hit hard. I suppose if you're high enough, you could know what every word meant on that. But anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I was telling you, from an amateur level, you need to be ready for school to start. You need to be ready for what's coming up. The tsunami of emotions and other things that will be coming towards your kids, insecurities because they really haven't had solid learning in the last year or so, and you just got to be ready for it. Don't think everything's just going to go back to normal because the kids are back at school. But I don't have a clue. I bring in people that do have the clue. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, Dr. B, to discuss not only the issues of the day, but the issues that are going to be coming up for your kids and you as parents. Anyway, Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you. And you do know, you're on the school board, good gracious.
Oh, God. Yes, I have a rough clue. How's that?
Yeah, we all have a rough clue. You know, it's so funny, listening to all of a sudden, a lot of these governors just saying, hey, okay, we're going to open up, but they're going to go 2 days a week, or they're going to have this, and they have to have vaccines, it's different for everybody. And, we're bringing in counselors, and we're assembling. It's going to scare kids more to do this. We need to just, again, I say it all the time, we need to just stop with the fear. I don't understand why the need to instill fear into our kids further and our teachers. And it's just so bizarre as a mental health professional. And I can say that because I'm licensed and I've done the schooling and I've had 25 years of experience. And what I am seeing is blowing my mind as a parent, as a professional, and just as an American citizen, because I don't recognize our schools. I don't recognize our countries. I don't recognize even these mental health professionals that want to go in and prepare them and have meetings and have assemblies. And, I'm hearing, whispers of it throughout the nation at different schools, and I've been getting asked, you know, what should we do? How should we prepare them? I'm like, nothing. Let them have a summer. Come back. If you want to talk to staff members behind the scenes and prepare that way, fantastic. I'm all for preparation in that sense, in as far as disinfecting goes, and maybe have some, little areas where they can use wipes or you know, disinfectant and wash their hands, and a reminder of that is fine. But other than that, to hold groups and to have assemblies and to send out newsletters and to have, you know, workshops on how to, you know, survive in this COVID apocalypse crisis, you know, the aftermath. I feel like we're in season 15 of like some zombie COVID movie or series. And it's enough. It is enough. I'm tired of adults that are not informed and are not educated, and they're not medically educated, they are not psychologically educated, pretending like they are, like Fauci or however you want to say his name. He's never dealt with this, and now we know he has ties to Wuhan. That is not a conspiracy. And again, he's just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you know everything. I don't want a heart surgeon working on my foot, if that is where the issue is. And that is what we see. Educators stepping up, mental health professionals that do not know what they're doing, stepping up and wanting to further indoctrinate our children. And it's a little bit of what you've been talking about. Again, I've talked about this mental health crisis that we are going to see, and this is not going to help. This is only going to make it worse. I'm watching now outside in walkers with these little babies in these strollers with parents. I just watched a dad put a mask over the face of his infant and completely covered it from here to here. I don't even know that the child could breathe. And just things like that outside for a walk through the parking lot. And I'm going to stop not speaking up. I'm going to start speaking up for these parents and just try to educate them on mentally what they are doing. They are destroying this next generation.
No, I totally agree with you. It's fear. It's a conditioning of fear. It's a conditioning of only the government can do for you. Only the government knows what's best for you. And again, you heard, you know, Fauci now is on the racist bandwagon today, right? And it's racist because people in lower socioeconomic areas got less care. Well, okay, it's not because of racism. I mean, think about it. You Democrats are running most of those areas that where the lower socioeconomic people are living. Why don't you put more clinics in there? Why don't you get them more help? Why don't you get them more police? Whatever they need, you run the place.
Well, and these are the areas that got the most financing, the money, you know, the stimulus. So use that. If you really care, use that to go to a clinic. We had free clinics. Every single state had free clinics. I worked with Melania Trump on the COVID hotline that's nationwide. It was a free service where you can call and they will direct you where to get free mental health services and free medical testing for COVID. So if you have a phone, which I know everybody pretty much does, because EBT or whatever it's called pays for them, then get on it, call the hotline, and get your butt to one of these free centers. I don't even want to hear it anymore. I have an acquaintance that was just barking this whole racism thing. He's an African-American family. And racism this and the critical race theory this, and just saw that he and his son graduated from an Ivy League school with medical degrees. I'm like, what? So where's the what? You know, I just don't understand the hypocrisy. Like, you made it. You figured it out. You did it. I'm so impressed. But why? You know, why psychologically are you trying to dumb down your family, your grandkids, and everybody else around us? And that is exactly what's going on in our schools. They have such a grip, a psychological grip on our kids. And parents, you need to wake up. This is not where you sit and wait anymore. There's no sitting and waiting. It's happening. It's happening at the end of the year here. It's happening through newsletters and emails they're receiving and texts on GroupMe and Remind Me chats. It is going to happen next year. I guarantee you, whether your governor vetoes critical race theory or not, which ours is hopefully going to do, it is going to be in the textbooks. It's going to be on the lips of every single teacher, if not at least some of them, for sure. It is predominantly going to be talked about in the mental health field. So if there are counselors at your school, they will talk about it. I come from a liberal, foundational background as far as work. And what am I trying to say? As far as professionally speaking, I am not, but my field is predominantly very much liberal. And so you don't trust a counselor unless you know they have some kind of biblical foundation and are not going to indoctrinate your kids. I saw on one of the local, not local to us, but local in that it's in Texas, one of the backs of the year books that it was at an elementary school, and it was all about white privilege. It was like hashtag white privilege, hashtag critical race theory, hashtag vaccinations. Or yeah, it was unbelievable. All of these, it was just a fun little thing in their mind of bumper stickers. You know, Black Lives Matter was on there, BLM. And this was a yearbook on the back cover of the yearbook of this elementary school. And there was nothing God-focused, prayer-focused, Christ-focused, positive-focused, except for LGBT was on there. Everything you can think of that is immoral was on this yearbook that all of these kids. And don't tell me, parents, that, like, well, just don't look at. They're going to look at that for the rest of their lives. That is their yearbook, right? This is what I get. Just don't look at it. How about you guys stand up and just don't buy it and put the yearbook company, whatever, out of business? It's just everywhere. And it's so subtle in some ways. To me, that's not very subtle.
No, I agree with you. And parents, we got to talk about that when you come back, because we're starting to see parents stand up and make a difference across the country. And you and I have been talking about this for a long time. Parents, you love your kids. You say you do. They didn't ask for you, remember? So you need to stick up for your kids. Show me some of your hosts. Be back with Dr. B right after the break.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive money moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Before I bring Dr. B on, as you know, I'm on a local school board, and there's a lot of people really on the left that just says, hey, my guts. Not because I've done anything in particular, just because of what I stand for and what I believe. There is one fellow that trolls me on Facebook on a regular basis, and today he had put up something about Israel, and, you know, you Christians should know better. You should be standing with Israel because he's seeing some things that aren't cool. And I hopped on there, and I'm fully sure he expected me to start slapping him around. And I said, so-and-so, you go buy a lottery ticket because you and I are on the same page today. And I think what they're doing, and I went through the whole thing, and I said, I stand with Israel, and not because it's the cool thing to do or non-cool thing to do, because it's the right thing to do. And he was floored. Thoroughly floored. And now it's opened up a dialogue between the two of us. We found that one thing we could get together on. We may never agree on all the other stuff, but there was a moment of light and humanity there for him to grab onto, and now he sees that the right-wing Christian conservative that he thought was whacked, well, maybe I'm not as whacked as he thought I was. So instead of you blasting people at first, I do blast people at some point in time, and I'm pretty vicious about it, but it's when I've reached the end of the discussion, when they're just being nasty and mean. But you never know who you're going to turn, who you're going to grab, or who you're going to get to actually open up and listen. That's why I keep telling you, get informed and then engage. Don't engage till you get some information. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Belson, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And the coming tsunami that pretty much we're creating ourselves with our kids' mental health issues, and even some parents I know right now are, you know, pretty hot on each other because they've been captured, confined, locked up together. I guess they didn't get that whole thing till death do us part. I don't know. Whatever. Dr.
All of the above.
Are you the man I married? Oh, my God. Are you the woman I married? Are those
right?
Our kids?
Are you the kids?
Those
I popped
can't be
out.
Our kids. Our kids wouldn't be like that. Well,
oh,
they take
my
out
goodness.
Your side of the family. I mean,
the kids.
I mean, yeah.
Well, and it's the funniest thing with COVID, right? We've had an opportunity to get to know our kids and get to know their weaknesses, their strengths, you know, and get involved, and still, they're not. You got your textbook right in front of you. You've got them online, your teachers, and still, they're in the other room, or they're outside, or they're at work, or I don't know. Parental peer pressure, it's a real thing, and with COVID and critical race theory and literally God knows, I'm not cussing, I'm saying God knows what else is in our education, in our kiddos' curriculum. This isn't a time to take a step back. You know, that's really quite brilliant, actually. You and I were saying get involved, right? How can you get involved? Well, parents, you don't need to run for city council. You don't need to run for school board. How about we just get involved with our kids? How about we just open a textbook and read a little bit of what's going on? How about we read their essays? How about we meet with the teachers and find out about them? How about we research them, the teachers, educators, on social media so we know what their background is? We can do all this. They do it on your kid. We can do it on them. That is a simple thing to do. And we have got to resist fear-based parenting. And I see it over and over. And even during the coronavirus, we need to get rid of all fear. Just because there's this virus that is now tapering off, thank goodness, doesn't mean that we back off as parents. And I can't say it enough. I'm in several groups online, in person, that just shout this from the rooftops, about parents stepping back up. We need you. We need you because this next generation, we're going to fizzle it out. It is getting weaker and weaker morally. Look at everything going on. I just read in California, they're trying to, what's the word they use? Instead of legalize, they call it decriminalized prostitution.
Yes.
With girls as young as 18. So, wow. I can't even.
Oh, no, you already know about that law where, you know, 22-year-old can have sex with a 12-year-old as long as it's consensual.
Unbelievable.
It's going, really? A 12-year-old can consent to this?
Well, this right, like 12-year-olds can go have abortions without parental consent.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, these are the things we're worried about in society. How are you people sleeping? I don't wake up.
They have no moral values. I keep saying they're godless, soulless people, and we've allowed that to happen. We put those people in place. What's that say about us, Dr. B? The core of Christian parents who say that they love God, they love Jesus, they go to church on Sunday, and then they vote for heathens who kill babies.
It's unbelievable. To me, often days when I'm reading these articles and I'm looking at journals and I'm meeting with clients, I am seeing more and more, and I know I'm going to sound like a freak for saying this, but that it's less of a mental health issue and more of a heart and soul issue, or spiritual issue. And that's what I kept saying about, Joey Pino Biden getting in, that this battle is not really political. Even the voter fraud, it's not political. It is a heart matter. It is a spiritual matter. And I don't know what's more scary than that. To me, a political issue is not as scary as this. To me, even mental health issues, they're all fixable and doable. And some of the parents I've met with, the teens I see, the things I read about online, there is no helping them. The that last article I talked about last week, you guys should go listen, is about how psychopathological behavior is on the rise. And it's not just mass shooters. These are everyday people. These are people who identify as Christians, as non-Christians, as liberals. But it's angry people that are contemptuous and just want to destroy everything in their pathway because they're not getting what they want and they don't even know what they want. And this is where it is extremely concerning to me as a mental health professional, is seeing an uptick, not even sociopathological. They skipped right up to psychopathological, which is interesting. Because in the past, psychopaths, we always say, were born, sociopaths are made. And that means that more and more we're seeing that people, you know, I call it sin nature, but they're giving into that part of them that they were born with, that we were all born with, and they're turning into basically psychopaths. And you've seen, right? You've seen liberals just cry and scream, and you see Portland, and you see Seattle, you know, you see all these places. That is psychopathological behavior. They just scream and destroy and kill, and they don't even know what they're doing.
Really?
I see
them looking at these guys, to your point. I mean, up in the face of a cop and screaming right in his face and, you know what I'm saying, shouting other people down and doing whatever, yeah. And you're thinking to yourself, I couldn't do that no matter how mad I was.
No, that's a psychotic break. That's what you call a psychotic break. So they are in psychosis. They have flipped a switch, and there's nothing you can do until they have played that out. It is very frightening, and I'm seeing more and more of it. We're seeing it in Congress, right? We've seen Maxine Waters lose her mind, Nancy Pelosi lose her mind.
See, it's kind of hard to believe because you have to have a mind to lose to begin with. Let's start off there. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
They had one once. It's incredible that people keep electing these. Literally, mentally unstable.
Aren't they the real psychopaths who want to keep electing these people? Come on.
It's. I'm not speechless often, but it is at that point where it's almost an insult to say it's a mentally unstable person, that it's got to be a heart issue, a morality issue, and that is frightening. That is frightening to me, and because I have real people, real friends, real clients with depression and, you know, suicidal ideation and anxiety disorders, and those are true mental health issues because they're watching this play out. That is frightening. I would borderline say it's demonic, but it is frightening. And as a mental health professional, again, I can tell the difference. And it's, we're just seeing more and more research on this. It's incredible that scientists are doing research on this, and they don't know to call it a spiritual issue, right? That's not what they do.
Oh,
it's scientific. And so they label it psychopathological. You know, in nature, and that is frightening. So this is what's going to be taught in schools. This is what's going to be encouraged. Every time, you know, your history teacher plays Maxine Waters and teaches critical race theory and encourage your kids to do the same, they're teaching them to be psychopaths. And I'm going to drop it right there because it's not a joke.
You would have been proud of me last week at the board meeting because, you know, again, I went off on, they were harping on 8% of the black community in a particular school. And I said, no, it's not 8% of the black community. The black community in that school is only 3% of the total population. Mm. You're talking about 8% of the 3%. Let's tell the real numbers. I know I'm the only guy here without a, you know, college degree, but you got to keep it simple for me. And you know that, you know how I do that. I go down that road and I just say, yeah, we have 28% of our population is Hispanic. The boys, the majority of those boys are failing, but I haven't heard what we're going to do for them. Okay,
yeah.
This is, you're stuck up on what the social justice warriors are screaming about. How about we take care of everybody? It's not that hard to do.
It really isn't. I mean, to me, it's almost demeaning, you know, taking a race, plucking it out, and giving them special treatment because it really shows that they're weaker. I think it's quite the opposite, that they're, the effect they're having. So.
Yep. Where do people find you?
At drbradio.com.
Boy, that's too easy. When we come back, you have a whole hour of Joe. Isn't that exciting? This is for me. Show me your own. Don't go far. I'll be back in a little bit.